Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He built a loft and restored it to Judah after the king laid down with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechiliah of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with everything that his father Amaziah had done. He continued to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding through the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him successful. Now he went out and fought against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities in the area of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians who lived in Gebal, and the Munites. The Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah, and his fame extended to the border of Egypt, where he became very strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, the valley gate, and at the corner buttress, and he fortified them. He also built towers in the wilderness and carved out many cisterns, for he had much livestock, both in the lowland and in the plain. He also had plowmen and men dressers in the hill country and the fertile fields, for he loved the soil.
Moreover, Uzziah had an army ready for battle, which entered combat by divisions, according to the number of their muster recorded by Jael. The scribe and Maaseiah, the official, under the direction of Hananiah, one of the king's officers. The total number of the heads of the households of valiant warriors was 2,600. Under their direction was an army of 300, 7,500, who could wage war with great power to help the king against the enemy. Moreover, Uzziah prepared for all the army shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and sling stones. In Jerusalem he made machines of war, invented by skillful workmen, to be on the towers and the corners, for the purpose of shooting arrows and gravestones. So his fame spread far, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But when he became strong, his heart was so proud that he acted corruptly, and he was untrue to the Lord his God. For he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Then Azariah the priest entered after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. They opposed Uzziah
not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. Before the priests, the sons of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense, leave the sanctuary, for you have been untrue, and will have no honor from the Lord God. Desire with a censer in his hand for burning incense was enraged. And while he was enraged with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord. Beside the altar of incense, Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous on his forehead. And they quickly removed him from there, and he himself also hurried to get out, because the Lord had stricken him. King Uzziah had leprosy to the day of his death, and he lived in a separate house. Leprosy, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And his son Josiah was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of the sire, the first and the last, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, has written. So Uzziah lay down with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the grave, which belonged to the kings, for they said he had leprosy. And his son Jotham became king in his place.